Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of the Greg Hill Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Tingley Home Services. Check out their great job packages for experienced HVAC, techs, and electricians.
Day and a half so far here. Wigs, Tango and Wigs on the Greg Hill Show. Greg is hanging out in Fort Lauderdale, I guess, from what I understand. Aren't you worried when you go to Florida again with the COVID stuff?
Have you heard our show?
Yeah, he's a survivor, so he's already had it.
Oh, that's right. He had it. I forgot you had it.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot he had it. I'm sorry.
Denier, survivor,
survivors.
Yes.
Whatever. Denier, survivor. Kenny Curtis here, too. The big story of the day, Deshaun Watson is really in trouble. A lot of allegations coming out of Texas, whatever. What's the difference? And how it affects the Patriots. I mean, I think this affects the Patriots quite a bit. Here's the latest. Three lawsuits against Deshaun Watson, the big quarterback from Houston who wants out of Houston. Okay. The first two lawsuits claim that he touched the women with his penis. The third lawsuit, a woman accuses Watson of forcing her to perform oral sex. And that was on December 28th of 2020. She also accuses him of aggressively dictating where she should touch him. He said he was a professional football player and told her he could help or hurt her. Watson has denied these allegations, they are alleged, and there are no criminal charges as of yet. So it's a civil suit. They're definitely after money. So that's the easiest thing to do. I mean, that's easier to do than put somebody in jail. Now, how does this impact the Patriots? It impacts the Patriots because this guy could have been going to San Francisco. You bring Jimmy G here. This guy could have been coming to England. No way the Patriots are going to touch this guy now. This guy could have gone to the Jets. Mm-hmm. And the Jets could send Darnold, right? Seeing ghosts out there, Boogeyman Kyle Van Noy, which we'll get into that later on. They could have sent him to San Francisco. And the Patriots could have got Jimmy G. So now the Patriots, because of these allegations against mm-hmm. Watson, are looking at Gardner Minshew, which at the end of the day may be a better deal than Jimmy Garoppolo.
I mean, he was pretty good last year as a starter.
You know
what his record was?
It doesn't matter. He's got 36. No, they sucked. He's got 37 interceptions, 37 touchdowns and like 11 interceptions. He doesn't turn the ball over. And he did well with a crappy team.
Listen, don't go after Gardner Minshew. If you're going after anybody, just say, you know what? Stand down a little bit if you're the Patriots.
What, and go with Cam Newton?
No.
I would rather have Gardner Minshew than Cam Newton.
And let this Deshaun Watson thing blow over. And then you go after Deshaun Watson. Right now, okay, it's the top of everybody's news, the biggest story out there. But as this thing plays out, you'll start to see that, okay, maybe it's a money grab situation, and then ultimately
it's about money, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
But we're talking.
You don't believe the women, do you?
No, I don't believe the situation.
Well, what's the difference?
Well, then. I just don't believe the situation.
So you said he's not guilty. I think he's guilty. And this is an opinion. We don't know.
Yeah, but I always go by the route of, you know what? We live in a world where it's innocent till proven guilty. So as of right now.
See, but that's not true. I mean, really, fellas? I mean, that's not true.
No, his rep is tarnished forever.
That's my point. So when you say you're innocent till proven guilty, yes, from going behind bars, but it's not true.
But that's the point that Larry the lawyer was talking about, and that's what I hate. There are plenty of people that I know that are in jail for things that they didn't do, right? But we live in this society now where it's you have to prove your innocence. It's no longer you're innocent until proven. It's guilty, but I got to show you that I'm innocent. And by that time, you've already ruined my reputation. So I'm going to look at this situation. I'm going to base it on, you know, some of the facts that we have. And right now, I'm going to say, listen, this guy's still innocent until you can show me something that really incriminates this guy.
Is he countersuing yet? Have we seen anything on that?
No, I haven't seen that.
No, we had, because that's what I'm expecting. Rusty. Is it Rusty's with the, is his attorney, right?
Right, Rusty Harden.
Rusty Harden, the guy that, the old cowboy boots, the guy with Roger Clemens. If they, you know, countersue, that's what he needs to do next. I mean, if he's going to deny, he's got to go all in. And he's right. Going to countersue them for damages.
But it doesn't matter, because you said we don't live in that world no more. He's guilty in the eyes of a lot of people.
Right, but then, sure, and that's that, absolutely. But you have nothing to lose by countersuing. You have to come out swinging. You do, but because of this... This affects your New England Patriots. It does. And Gardner, you guys can, everybody can laugh at Gardner Minshew. He's, if you really look at it, he's the answer. Bedard talked about it. You know, Boston Sports Journal, my buddy DJ Bean wrote about this in November. And he's your best
option. DJ Bean wants him. Let's get him.
That's right.
But Gary, things have changed. Now that Cam's here, you bring Minshew in, the Patriots locker room is not going to accept Minshew beating out Cam when they're basically the same talent level. That is not going to fly.
I think that Gardner Minshew's better than Cam right
You
now.
Might, but the team is not going to
If
win.
Gardner Minshew comes in and beats him out and wins a football game, like everything is, everybody is totally, totally off. They're wrong when it comes to this Newton thing. Everybody loves Cam. We understand it. He's saying all the right things because he has to, okay? He's being nice because he sucks, because he has to, all right? It's like my cousin I'm trying to fix you up with a nice personality. I've said that before. I'll say it again. But... Wiggy, you know, you may like a quarterback. People like Drew Bledsoe, but if Brady gave him the best chance to win, sorry, Drew. And it would be the same deal.
But I think that it's like you already brought in that veteran free agent for short money. That's Cam Newton. So why are you going to do that with Gardner Minshew? Because your plan is you've already – he probably has multiple plans, whether it's trade for a Deshaun Watson or it's move up in the draft to get my guy. He's already taken care of the mid-salary veteran free agent, Cam Newton. That's checked off the list. Now I got to figure out, all right, what direction am I going in with those other two plans? Am I going after a Deshaun Watson? Am I going after a Jimmy Garoppolo? Or am I trying to move up in the draft to get one of those guys? He's not going to then go after another mid-level quarterback.
It does if it's the best thing for the team, which I think it is.
But
and it's short money.
He's already made
the money.
But he already made the short money move.
So what? So make another one. If you bring them in and you cut one of those guys, you don't lose anything. Let's grab Colton. Colton Chickabee, you're up. WEEI. Tangway Wiggs on the Hill Show.
Gary, what's up, man? Hey, you're the best. Hey, also, thanks for that retweet yesterday. Now, to go after what Wiggy was just saying, the way I see it, they either go Watson or Jimmy G if you're going to get veterans, or they trade up. Is it possible that if they do go get one of those guys, that they still think about a quarterback in the first round, or maybe they try to get another weapon.
Thank you, Colton, for the call. I think Mac Jones is on the table. The receivers love him in Alabama. Gresh comes on at 10 o'clock, Gresh and Keefe. I think Gresh tweeted out, he says linebacker. Actually, I don't know if Andy's saying that Belichick's going linebacker or if he thinks they should go linebacker.
But I think this situation, I think Ken mentioned this in the 6 o'clock hour, I think it is working out well for the Patriots in that, if this is delayed, in my opinion, the NFL's begun their investigation to see what's going on. He's not going to get moved between now and the draft. I think the NFL always takes forever to sort these things out. And so the other teams around the league have to plan and get their quarterback because the Patriots today, I disagree, they think they're okay with Cam and drafting someone. So that means if we get to July and Roger Goodell comes out and says, you know, nothing to see here, then I think the Patriots are in a great spot to trade. I mean, I think that would work out perfectly.
I agree with everything you're saying. I think the only thing I would change that timeline a little bit because I think that, you know, the NFL, they might speed up this process a little bit because of the fact if you are going to move Deshaun Watson, it would be better to move him before the draft, right? And so now, because if you're the Patriots and you move up to get a guy in the first round, you're off the table for Deshaun Watson in July.
That's a great point. And that's motive for putting this lawsuit together now up until the draft.
Right. So if you
slow drip until the draft, and then Watson's going to be forced to settle out of court, Gary. That's probably what's going on here.
All right, man. Let's go to Steve in the truck. Steve, you're on WEEI.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
What up, man?
Gary, I haven't talked to you in a while, but I got to tell you, I think personally, you know, this lawyer is personal friends with the owner of the team. And again, like we just said, you're no longer innocent until proven guilty. I got to, you know, these little boys in Texas and Georgia, when I was down south, they have a way. I got to believe someone paid off somebody, and this is all going to come out in the wash. I think this is all pre-staged.
By the owner.
I really do.
Steve, thanks for the phone call. Wiggy's been big. We've talked about that motive, that the owner wants to make Watson look bad, and it's a schmear campaign, mm-hmm. like they did with DeAndre Hopkins. Could be, but that doesn't mean it's not true, and it doesn't mean that these allegations aren't true. You know, I could certainly see ownership doing an investigation and digging this up. Mm-hmm. I totally can see that, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
No, I'm not saying my comments weren't saying it happened or not, but I think in 41 days, the NFL draft begins. I do not believe that the NFL will conduct their full investigation in only 41 days.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, but I think the Patriots will take major heat if they trade for Deshaun Watson. Major heat. I don't think ownership will do it.
But our poll says 60% approve. Would you trade for Watson at the Greg Hill Show Twitter? 60%
approve. That's it? 60%?
Approve.
That's not really an overwhelming vote of confidence. Well, okay, 60-40?
Pretty good.
40% is not major heat.
Right.
That are against it. That's a split. Like, some people are disgruntled, but it's not a riot.
And if we've seen anything with Patriots fans, people were against the Antonio Brown signing before right. they signed, and then once he signed, it was like 90% approved.
Patriot fans are hypocrites. But fans are hypocrites. You can be, if you're a fan, you're a hypocrite. That, you know, if Deshaun Watson, he's a bad guy, he comes here, oh, he's been rehabilitated. I mean, that's what Patriots fans do.
And that poll's right.
I get that.
And that poll's right now in the middle of this storm that's going on. Put that poll up in 3 weeks if there's not any more new information. Like that, you know, is damning. If it's, you know, put that up in 3-4 weeks, that goes up from 60% to 80% of bring Deshaun Watson in.
All right, the other story is like Van Noy's coming back. I want to get to Matt because he's been on the phone here in Rhode Island. Van Noy's coming back. He got cut. He was okay. He's a Jag. My problem with Van Noy is the way he talks. It's like the guy's a
he's not a Jag star.
He's a Jag.
No, he's not a Jag.
He's a Jag.
He's not a Jag. He's a Jag.
He comes back. He gets cut by Miami because he's not worth the money. They gave him $30 million guaranteed. He got overpaid. He comes back. So he's going to be the third best linebacker on the team. Belichick took him off the scrap heap in Detroit. And he walks into this place like, you know, he's Willie McGinnis. Or he's like Teddy Bruschi. Or he's like Hightower, Jerod Mayo. I mean, Jerod Mayo and Hightower are better linebackers than this guy. You never hear them shoot their mouth off like this guy. So last night on Twitter, you know, I tweeted at him. I tweeted at Van Noy the way I said I'm going to be a stand-up guy and I'm just going to go face-to-face, let him know what I think. And I said, oh, wait a minute, you knocked the Patriots when you're playing for Miami. Now that they take you back, you're back, like you're riding in on your white horse, like you're going to rescue the Patriots. I hate to tell people, the Patriots would have won Super Bowls with or without Van Noy. But in his opinion, that's not the case.
Do a lot of people ride white horses, though? I thought usually they ride in on a black horse. More like intimidating.
I don't know.
I thought it was more intimidating, but okay, the best, I digress.
All right. Matt, in Rhode Island, you're up. WEEI.
Thanks for that.
Hey, good morning, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Barely.
Barely? Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Okay, guys. Hey, can you hear me better now?
Sure.
Okay. Hey, Gary, I love you, buddy, but I think you're getting your fashion and opinions like mixed up. Like, you really got to, you know, you believe he's guilty, but allegedly. All right, let me move on to a lighter note. KVN, okay?
This guy's
funny. Lighten up a little bit, man. He's got a couple thousand Boogeyman t-shirts, all right? He moved them down to South Florida. Now he's got, you know, moving back up here, shipping back up here. It's a lot of heavy lifting, you know? So, you know, this is social media. This is a day and age of social media, you know? So it's all with the Patriots.
Yeah, I hear you, man. You get a bad phone.
This
I can't
is Boogeyman
understand you.
3.0.
This is just what we're back. This is just what bothers me. The whole Boogeyman comment comes out. They
I
go 5-4 and they lose in the playoffs in the opening round.
Well,
that's the Boogeyman. It's real.
I hate that line.
They were
I mean,
the first 8 weeks of the season. They were pretty good.
Yeah, and the schedule sucked. Then all of a sudden they get exposed in the second half.
I got one of those sweatshirts. They're pretty cool.
I mean, but we agree or disagree. Will
you're
you?
A media guy. Aren't you dying for players with personality that have a little bit of life there? Especially
like I
they
told
buck
you,
the
I'm
trend?
Not a media guy. I'm a guy saying stuff on the air.
Yeah,
used
so
to
here's
say
a guy saying
air.
Stuff.
But he annoys me. Listen, all I can tell you is he just bothers me. That's my
because
take.
Because he said the honeymoon's over? That like
because
bothered
of the
you?
Way he talks and because of the way he said, you know, he acts like he's better than he is.
I mean, he was right. The honeymoon was over.
Right.
And Gary is not a media member. He is one role away from a nomination for an Oscar.
He's won two Super Bowls.
You know, by the way, thank you. All right. I meant to mention that something, Curtis.
Yeah.
What's
there's
that?
Somebody on Twitter that says, I was an extra in two movies, so now I have a big head. extras don't have lines. Uh-oh. Okay, I was in I Care A Lot in the scene where, well, I don't want to ruin the end.
Don't.
But I have lines. I'm not an extra. No disrespect to extras. I've been an extra. You need them in a movie. They're very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
I have lines, my friend. I was not an extra. And it wasn't a cameo.
What'd you get paid for that?
So you were, so what's that when you're just...
I care a couple grand.
So that's it?
So what's that...
Today's work, man.
What's that when you're known as reporter...
You need an agent?
When you're known as reporter number one.
Principal role.
What? Is it really?
No, it is. Technically, it's a principal. When you got are a principal.
When you got like four lines in the movie...
You're a principal.
It's like, you know, hey, you got the juice now. Cut!
Right.
You had the most important role in Chappaquiddick. I mean, you were the one grilling Ted Kennedy.
I had to set it up, man. I was just, I was stirring the drink.
What's the royalty check? Does that come in?
Yeah, those times, I mean, sometimes, I mean, usually those come in, you get like $500, $400. And then as, I mean, I still get royalty checks for Gone Baby Gone, a movie I was cut out of. My royalty check is like 3 cents. I mean, I'll get it for 32 cents.
Ugh.
Dale and Holly were played in The Town, so.
Yeah, would they use their voice or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was more of like, you know, Wolf of Wall Street, like some of those other characters in the movie.
Matthew McConaughey. Ooh.
No. Yeah, there you go.
That's a part, dude. I want to play a lawyer. I need a non-newscaster role. I will tell you this, and Don't Look Up, which comes out next year
mm-hmm.
or next fall from Adam McKay. It's a great movie. It's gonna be my best work yet. Trust
I can't
me.
Wait.
What are you in that?
I'm
a social media antagonizer.
I'm a newscaster.
Another newscaster. God, you're typecast. You're like Stallone.
Maybe you could play Busby in the Deshaun Watson story.
Oh, I would love to play a lawyer. I'd be a great
Can
lawyer.
You get Wiggy in a movie? I think he'd be great.
Well, Wiggy doesn't want to do the work. He just wants us to call. He wants to play a heavy.
Well, he's a star. You just walk on set, give
him
a line.
That's what I want. I don't even need lines. Just tell me where the scene's going. I'm an ad libber.
Wiggy said he won't even go to a concert unless he's invited to go side stage or backstage.
I'm like Denzel Washington said, I don't need lines. Just tell me the scene, and I'll take it from there.
I don't blame you.
That's what great actors do.
I would not. Well, great. No. I mean, not
great actors
always.
Do. Yes, they do.
No, the great actors know the lines and make them their own, but, you know.
I watched this thing on YouTube called Hollywood Actors Roundtable.
Yes, it's a great one.
So I get a lot of my, you know, movies.
Yeah, from the De Niro's of the world. Oh, yeah. All that stuff.
Great actors, I'm telling you. That's what they do. Denzel tell you, I don't need lines. Give me the scene, and I can.
Wiggy, right now there's an asteroid headed for Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Gary, you, me, let's get to the car. We got to get out. We got one day left, Gary. It is time to head to the strip club. You've never been there before. It is time for me to show you something. We're all going to die in 24 hours, but guess what? You're going to die with a set of boobs on your lap.
If I go.
End scene.
Oscar, give it to him right now. Golden Globe.
Oh, it's a comedy?
Yeah, it was a comedy.
What, we're going to die? There's a comic.
Well, there's an asteroid coming.
That's Adam McKay's movie.
Right. It's an asteroid coming.
It's coming out. It's going to be great. But I don't want to go to a strip club because I don't want Kyle Van Noy taking a picture of me and then blackmailing me.
Doesn't
with
matter.
It, like Judon did to a writer in Baltimore.
Won't matter. You'll be dead in 24 hours. So we got to. It's an Adam McKay movie that we go with it.
That is skill. You can't learn that. That is just like innate.
That's like Denzel. I told you. Just tell me the scene and I'll take it from there.
Yeah, but that's not acting. Just taking the scene. Acting is like knowing the lines, applying them. You can ad lib, but just making up the lines. No, anybody can do that.
No, Wiggy, Wiggy, you're in a library. Don't talk.
Well, he's got a mean ass stare. Wiggy does have an intimidating stare. I will give you that.
Even better acting right there, Wiggs.
Oh, he's pulling down the book. It's radio, dude. It's radio. Now
I don't know
he's
if you
pantomiming.
Know, we're on the Twitch, so people can't
like
see
I said,
it.
It's radio.
So it's not always about dialogue, too.
Body language. You can speak.
Listen, great actors can have a scene come across and make you feel emotion without saying anything.
You know,
what's that called in acting? I don't do many acting classes, but when you can
obviously,
you know, when you can have scenes come across without using dialogue. They have a specific, come on, man, you're supposed to be the actor.
Emoting, without using dialogue?
Yeah, without using dialogue.
Emoting, or...
Acting with facial expressions.
Emoting.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think it's emoting.
We need to get Fitzy here. Fitzy knows. He's...
Wait, Pebbles just pulled into the parking lot. Go.
Oh, man. Somebody please call 911, because she's going to shoot me as soon as I leave. I need help. Please, somebody call 911. I am going to get killed today. Tell my kids I love them.
All right, we're losing a little steam.
Yeah, we lost steam. Are you kidding me? This segment went off the rail about 5 minutes ago.
I'm acting.
And let's do one more, and then we'll get back on track. Wiggy, you're the lawyer for Deshaun Watson. You have 30 seconds to state his case. Go.
Listen, people.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Hold on. I'm acting here.
Okay.
My client, that young African-American male sitting over there who for his whole life has fought against the odds, has fought the adversity, an uphill battle to make it to the pinnacle of the NFL and be a highest paid quarterback in the National Football League behind Patrick Mahomes. And this evidence is what you are trying to take down this man for because of somebody saying, hey, can you oil my buttocks?
You know, that wasn't bad. I got to say that was not
no
bad.
More questions, Your Honor.
I rest my case. Tom in Maine, get us back on track. God. Tommy, you're up on WEEI.
Yeah, good morning, guys. The reason I was calling, and real quick, the Robert Kraft, I mean, how if you're the Patriots, can you possibly sign Deshaun Watson after what Kraft?
I agree. I agree. This is what is going to prevent the Patriots from going there. And I hate to bring it up because I like the Kraft family. And yes, I'm being hypocritical. But with what Robert went through in Florida and with this, you can't bring this guy to town. I mean, Deshaun Watson is damaged goods. I mean, he is damaged goods. When a woman accuses you of forcing her to perform oral on you, dude, you're done. I mean, you're done.
If you're done based on accusations that are right. Yes. Crazy as this,
yeah. In the country, a cancel totally culture, yes.
But yes. Didn't bring in Antonio Brown, who had sexual assault accusations against him at the time.
But Antonio Brown is a blip on the radar. Is this the number one story in the NFL?
By far.
Yeah, okay. But was it the Antonio Brown story?
So Deshaun Watson and his disgruntled issue, his problems with the Houston Texans. That is the number one story in the NFL, which is the number one sport in the world.
But wasn't Antonio Brown the number one story at the time the Patriots acquired him? All the stuff that was going on, and the Raiders were on Hard Knocks, so it was for the world to see.
But the stuff with Antonio Brown was about him freezing his foot at that time. It wasn't so much about the other allegations.
Yeah, but we knew about the sexual civil suit before he got here.
But Antonio Brown is not Deshaun Watson. It's also the level of stardom of the player. This guy is a premier player in the league. Antonio Brown
was a premier player in the league.
Not like Deshaun Watson. Not at the time.
Maybe he was still arguably, some say he was the best wide receiver in the league.
What? At that time?
Yes, when he left Pittsburgh to go to the Raiders.
But he doesn't have the notoriety of a Deshaun Watson. So you think that Bob Kraft is going to bring Deshaun Watson here? I mean, 617-779-7937. Do you think the Patriots would bring Watson here?
Yes.
I mean, you
yes.
think they would?
Yes.
Yeah, I think once things go, you know, they kind of blow over a little bit, I think the Patriots would make a run at Deshaun Watson.
They're great businessmen, Gary. You admit that. Maybe the best pro sports owners we've seen.
They are. They're great owners.
Decades.
They're great owners.
Are they going to small-minded, like look at just the short term? They're going to look big picture if we win multiple Super Bowls with this guy.
You guys live in a bubble. That's the problem. You're just a bunch of sports geeks. You know, that just live in your own little sports world and you don't understand society.
Well, no, we
gentlemen,
do.
Get out of the house.
And we know, and Kraft, out of all people, should know what, you know, by going through the situation he went through, you shouldn't just instantly throw people out based on what some people are saying.
What do you mean, what he went through? He was guilty, wasn't he?
No, I know that. But in the initial part of it, there was the whole human trafficking and how...
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. Was stupid.
Right, but
that
so you can't...
That their defense... The attorney general down there, that was dumb.
But my point is that...
Because we know Bob Kraft. I mean, come on.
But you can't paint this picture of somebody with just these facts that are erroneous. And I think Kraft...
You don't know if they're erroneous.
No, but I think what Kraft will do is go, let's get some more information. And then once we gathered some more information over, you know, several weeks, if we find out that it's nothing, why wouldn't we go after
Sean
Watson?
But, Wiggy, I think that Bob Kraft... He has one more thing he needs to accomplish, and that's get into the Hall of Fame. I think he belongs there. I think he should go there. But I don't think he wants any of these types of news stories to surround his organization again.
Yeah, you're right. Let's go to Dave in Mystic. Dave, you're up on WEEI.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up, Dave?
I just wanted to give a quick perspective on this Deshaun Watson thing. I did 28 years in law enforcement. I was a detective for the majority of those years. And my my take on this whole thing is I'd like to know, A, if was there a police report file?
Because no, I mean, Dave, it's a great question.
Most sexual assault victims,
Dave, it
the
wasn't.
First thing they do is they go to the police.
Yeah, I mean, Dave, then, Dave, it's a great question. I mean, no, this is a civil suit. There is no police report filed. Yeah, it's he said,
usually
she said.
With, no, when that happens, I can tell you, it's either somebody who's trying to ruin this guy's reputation, or B, it's somebody trying to make a whole lot of money on a professional athlete. And then I'm telling you, sexual assault victims, especially the one with the case when she's saying he forced himself on her to give oral sex, I got to tell you, the first thing they're doing is they're going to tell their friends and then they're going to the police. It just seems like a money grab to me.
I mean, but in your experience, though, Dave, as a detective, some women are shell-shocked, and we don't know that she didn't tell her friend, but this allegedly happened just on December 28, 2020, which is not that long ago.
That's a long time ago when it comes to these cases.
It is?
I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. When somebody is like that, violated like that, they're coming out right away.
But, haven't we heard so many times where women just want to repress this and they feel dirty and they feel that they did something wrong and that they failed?
That could happen. I'm not saying that couldn't happen 100%. I agree with you there. But this thing just, to me, it's the same thing. I think I said the same thing with the Antonio Brown thing. And where's the police report? The reason why a lot of these attorneys don't want it to go to the police because they're going to do a thorough investigation. And a lot of times they don't want that done because they're looking for money or they're looking to hurt somebody.
All right. Do you think she gets the money? They win the civil case?
I hope not. I hope not if that's the case.
All right, Dave. All right. Thanks for the phone call. Detective Dave. We've got Larry the lawyer. We've got Detective Dave.
That's it, man. He's been in it a long time. He would know.
Well, we're lined up and ready to go. That surprises me. See, I always thought women that were victims of sexual assault, I thought they would repress it, and that's what I
hear. Well, we know with the woman involved in the Ben Roethlisberger thing, I think it was like right away
she did something.
Kobe Bryant, I think it was like right away. So there are a lot of cases where women have these situations happen, and right away they go to tell somebody. Now, it might take them time to, you know, maybe come out and get a lawyer, but they've told a friend or they've told a family member, and the family members are trying to get them to say, hey, you need to go press some charges.
But Wiggy, there was one of the examples that was in the text messages released by Busby today is that one of them told Deshaun that she felt uncomfortable and he apologized.
Yeah,
so
yeah, well, that's
they
reached
that out
doesn't
directly.
Help.
Right. Well, no, that was the thing, and I know that's
that doesn't prove anything.
But that's
I just said that they reached out directly to the person.
Right.
So it wasn't like they called the police. They contacted him.
And Deshaun apologized and said, I hope I... And so that, to me, is, okay, what is he apologizing about? And let's get some more information. Like, what's the text message before that? What's a couple text messages after that? Because that's just on its stand. That's standing alone, you know what I mean? And when that stands alone, I'm like, okay, what came after that? After he apologized, what did she then say?
Well, right, and if this is the evidence that he has and that's it, nothing's going to happen to Deshaun Watson.
All right, well, listen, Ken and Wiggy say not guilty. Curtis and Tanguay, well, we say guilty. We're suspicious. We got Aaron Wilson joining us from the Houston Chronicle. He joins us next. He's going to tell us what's going on in Houston, give us what is really the deal, and what is the latest with the Schmear campaign right here. Gresh and Keefe coming up at 10 o'clock right here on Sports Radio WEEI.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, trending now brought to you by Red River Technology. Red River, technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red. I've got a Gardner Minshew update for you, Gary.
Thank you.
Urban Meyer asked about whether the Jags are considering trading him. Quote, at this point, no.
End whatever. Quote.
Why would you get rid of Gardner Minshew?
Why would you keep him? He's your backup.
Well, because if you're maybe
short money.
Well, if it's short money and you're kind of like maybe the Trevor Lawrence situation, I'm not saying they're not going to start Trevor Lawrence right away, but maybe if he struggles a little bit, you just have somebody that you know you can, and you're a new coach for a new organization.
That's posturing. They just want to try to get more for him. I don't blame them.
Raiders asking Mariota to take a pay cut. He could shake loose. Might be cut as soon as today. David Andrews back, 4-year deal. Nick Folk back. Jarrett Stidham organizing workouts in California for Hunter Henry. Cam Newton taking part. Lots going on. And we got Aaron Wilson for all the latest on Deshaun Watson coming up next, right, Gary?
Yeah, we do. Stidham, it's over, dude. Too little, too late. You know, it's not going to help you to bring brownies to the coach's office, kid. That's all I'm saying.
That's what's trending on EEI.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Tagway, Jay Wiggs, Ken Curtison on the Greg Hill Show. Greg is off for a couple days. Coming up at 3:30, there will be a press conference. Busby, the attorney for the women that are accusing Deshaun Watson of these sexual crimes. OMF, I'm sure, will be all over that. So Glenn and Lou and Chris will be talking about that. And really, this is the dominoes are really falling and impacting the Patriots on their attempts to get a quarterback. Because as we said before, look, if Watson's not moved, New England can't get him. We weren't sure they were going to get him anyways. Then the Niners don't get him and the Patriots don't get Garoppolo. Darnold doesn't go to the Niners because the Jets trade for Watson, and then the Patriots don't get Garoppolo. So this impacts you people, and you may be stuck with Cam Newton or my guy, Gardner Minshew, starting at quarterback because of these sexual allegations. A reach? No. Connect the dots, helping us to figure all this out and what's going on down there in the crazy land of the Houston Texans is Aaron Wilson. Aaron joins us here on the Harbor One Hotline. He's of the Houston Chronicle. Aaron, how are you?
Hey, great. Good morning.
All right, so what's going on with this Watson thing? I mean, give us your deal. I mean, is this a money grab, or is he going to be... And what about criminal charges? What's going on?
No criminal charges. Yeah, it's a money grab, and it started off that way. And then once the lawyer put it out after they didn't want to, you know, acquiesce and pay the money demands, then he put out a call for more. And that's what he's doing by using the Instagram. Is he's trying to attract more cases. Basically, that's ambulance chasing and solicitation of cases. And you do that, and I can tell you what most of the legal community in Houston thinks about what Tony Busby's doing. I mean, obviously, you know, it's looked down upon, but, you know, Deshaun Watson's a guy that's highly respected. I've known him for 4 years and, you know, been around him, you know, not just, you know, at the stadium and, I've been to, you know, the charity events, you know, a few social settings, and yeah, this is know his entire camp, know everyone that.
Okay, but Aaron, so you don't believe the accusers?
I mean, you know, I'm skeptical. Let's put it like that. Yeah, okay. I tell you this though, I want to be careful in the sense that I'm not dismissing that it could be true, in the sense that I wasn't there. So
I hope not.
For me, just to, you know, I'm saying, like, the people that know what happened are him and those alleged women who haven't put their name on it. You know, it's all Jane Doe situation. So we don't know the women. There's no way to vet it. There's no way to really look into it. He's going to have his press conference, and he released some of the DMs are supposed to be from Deshaun Watson. And there's one where he apologizes and says, sorry if I made you uncomfortable. But that's not proof that something untoward happened. And it's definitely, you know, the Harris County Sheriff's Department, I can say this, they're not involved. I think he's going to send a packet of these cases, his information from his investigators and his law firm, and forward it to the sheriff's office. And, you know, if they file a complaint, obviously, then it will become a criminal matter. I don't anticipate that at all. This is a civil matter. And he's represented by a powerhouse lawyer, Rusty Hardin. You might remember Representative Roger
Clemens. Yeah, from Clemens, right.
Yeah, that's the guy. He's still the guy. And he's not planning a press conference. I talked to Rusty last night. We talked a little bit, just, you know, not for quotations. But, yeah, he's looking forward to digging into the case. That's what he's working on now before he really says a lot. And, you know, I don't think that just because someone's accused of something doesn't mean they're guilty of it. So I think people shouldn't rush.
I don't know,
judgment.
Aaron. It sounds like you're pro Watson. I mean, what do you got?
Well, I would say this, Aaron. I mean, you know, I always look at.
I'm not saying that I'm not. I'm telling you, I don't know them. I know him.
Right.
Okay,
I'm not going to throw the guy in the bus before I have some proof. I don't feel like I have the proof. It's just his allegations.
Well, okay, cool. Fine.
Well, Aaron, I always say this about, you know, situations like this. I always try to look at the person's background, their character, you know, what they've kind of, you know, shown throughout their lives. And you talk about Deshaun Watson, you know, you've been around him in certain situations, but there's never been anything, you know, at least to my knowledge, about Deshaun Watson off the field in any way, Would that be correct?
Right, he's had impeccable character. That's accurate. Yeah, he's, you know, a guy that grew up in public housing, single mom, had cancer. He was a ball boy for the Falcons. He worked a bunch of jobs. He was a really underprivileged kid growing up and became a football star. So it's been an incredible, you know, meteoric rise. And, you know, for Deshaun, now that he's got the money, you know, perhaps he's a target. I mean, that was one thing. That was a point that was made to me by David Cornwell, who's represented a lot of the players in personal conduct cases. There's an NFL investigation, as you guys know. Lisa Farrell, special counsel for investigations in the NFL, has contacted Tony Busby. She wants to interview the women that have made the allegations. He has said he will cooperate fully. Obviously, it's up to those women if they want to tell their story to the NFL. In addition to the civil lawsuit, they're under no constraints to do so. So we'll see how much cooperation she gets. Deshaun Watson will be expected to cooperate. And players that do cooperate with investigations tend to not get punished by the NFL. So there's a possibility of NFL punishment if they believe the women, if they believe that something happened. So, you know, for me to predict, though, hypothetically, how they're going to handle it, you know, I don't know yet. I mean, we got to see how this thing goes.
All right, Aaron Wilson joins us, Houston Chronicle. So, you know, I will ask you, gentlemen, Aaron, I'll start with you. So why target Deshaun Watson? If he's impeccable, if he's perfect, if he's clean as a whistle, if you're after money, why don't you go after somebody who has a reputation? Why go after this guy?
Well, that was a great point that David Cornwell made. It's easier, actually, when you go after someone with an impeccable reputation in many ways, because they have the means to pay, in the case like someone like Deshaun Watson, and it's they're more likely to pay to make the whole thing go away. In his case, you know, it's kind of like you don't negotiate with terrorists. You know, people are demanding money. They're asking for money. It kept escalating. It was kept going up and up and up. And you start talking about more and more funds. I'm not going to say how much it got to, but my understanding is, you know, that there was an admission that it was, you know, something, you know, just that this was, you know, just a money grab. And that's how they felt throughout that. But they didn't expect, obviously, for this to get to this point where, you know, there's other cases. And that's the risk you run. But he's been getting massages, work on his upper hamstring, all that stuff ever since, you know, he got in the NFL. So he has the means to, you know, get massages. He's, you know, like I said, I know his whole team, the trainers, the business manager, the agent, everybody. And, you know, even people that have nothing to do that don't work for him, everyone around him from the team. I mean, the team is like, you know, that we don't believe this. And players, teammates, no one wants to think this of him. And they're all saying, you know, privately to me, Aaron, we'd be shocked if this was true.
Right.
Okay, go ahead. And
so, Aaron, we're tight on time. Yeah, okay.
Nothing to Sean that we knew.
Okay. Aaron, my last question is kind of a quick two-parter. Do you think Do you think the team had, and when I say the team had anything to do with this ownership because of their relationship with Busby? And do you feel like ultimately Deshaun Watson will get moved?
First question, yeah, Bob McNair, the late Bob McNair, was a neighbor of Tony Busby's. I think that doesn't have anything to do with Cal McNair. Mm-hmm. I can tell you this unequivocally. No, they're, you know, privately the team's like, we have nothing to do with Deshaun Watson's legal predicament. So just someone to think that, how would this happen? How would they put the women, let's say the women are all true. The Texans put the women up to it. They told Busby that he's got a problem and look into this. I mean, come on. They get thrown out of the NFL for something like that to do that to their own player? No way. Come on. I mean, it defies logic. The timing, they were always going to sign a quarterback to have someone with him. The guy has a $5 million base value, basically, this Tyrod Taylor. It's, it can max at 12.5. No, they're not conspiring against him because he has to be traded or punishing him. That's just, it's ridiculous. And then will he be traded? There's a very good chance that he will not be traded. I think his trade value you know, it's tough because the teams now have to worry about this. But they already had a lot of resolve, Nick Caserio, that they could keep him. They're not engaging. They're not listening really to, like, the trade scenarios. He's not available. Can that change? Yeah, absolutely can change. They can change in New York second. But their stance has been real firm. And it sets a terrible precedent if a player comes forces away off the roster. But I can tell you this. He is adamant. He will, as he said to friends, I will never, ever play another down for that organization. And he means it.
Okay, so what happens in the end? I mean, we're tight on time here. So they're going to have to move him. They got to move him.
You don't have to move a player just because he wants to be traded.
Sits. So he sits. So this guy, do you believe he will sit week one?
He would sit the entire season, in my opinion.
Well, then you got to move. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
All right.
I'll see you later. Man. Okay, take care.
All right, later.
Aaron's a little sleepy. These Texas guys, hello, man. Wake up. Let's go.
They're laid back.
But he is obviously pro Watson. He is pro Watson.
Can we mention this here? Because I am stunned that this guy writes for the Houston Chronicle, and he compared the people alleging the misconduct of Deshaun Watson to negotiating with terrorists.
Yes.
Have we not changed or evolved as a society over the last 6-7 years?
This is a beat guy that is totally drinking the Watson Kool-Aid. More coming up, WEEI.
Yo, give it up!
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. On WEEI.
If you're after money, why don't you go after somebody who has a reputation? Why go after this guy?
Well, that was a great point that David Cornwell made. It's easier, actually, when you go after someone with an impeccable reputation in many ways because they have the means to pay, in the case like someone like Deshaun Watson, and they're more likely to pay to make the whole thing go away. In his case, you know, it's kind of like you don't negotiate with terrorists. You know, people are demanding money. They're asking for money.
Okay, stop. Okay, this is Aaron Wilson from the Houston Chronicle. Welcome back. It is the Greg Hill Show, Tango and Wiggy, along with Ken and Curtis. Now, Ben Volen, I called Ben Volen. I said, who do we get out of Houston? He goes, Aaron Wilson's the guy to get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I love Volen because he stirs it up. Volen's got stuff to say.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, Aaron Wilson, who we had to talk on about Watson, you would have thought that Watson was the guy that was forced to perform oral sex. Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, I don't know. Number one, he sounded like he was half asleep.
Well, it's 7:30 there.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Give me a break. Number two.
And they have chopped and screwed down there, so they're a little slower.
What the hell does that mean?
It's like it's music that they play where they take the music and they slow it down. It's a rap form.
I played some T-Pain there coming out for you.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. But to Curtis's point, he talks about we don't negotiate with terrorists. So these women say that this guy sexually assaulted me. So he's equating them to terrorists?
But he had some reporting there. If you would have let that play, he's saying the price was going up and up and up. That's him saying, I have intel on this. I know Aaron Wilson, but he covered the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
He was tied in with somebody because he gets information like...
Right, on one side.
Yeah, he starts talking to people. They get bored out of their mind, and they say, what can I do to get you to shut up?
Bored? That was amazing. He was dropping bombshells. Why were you bored by that?
Bombshells?
Deshaun Watson,
he sounded like Deshaun Watson's PR guy.
He sounded asleep, but he said stuff. That was not a boring interview.
Did you know that this was all taking place prior to it coming out? Like, did you know
they did. They had said that, yes, I did, because it was written somewhere that he had already turned down a chance to settle this.
Right, but there are a lot of people who probably didn't know that, right? That this had been going on,
right?
They've been trying to get money from him for a minute.
Do you want to let this run through, or am I going to have to, like, drink more coffee?
Well, you're the filling guy, but I think it's important.
Let it roll.
People are demanding money. They're asking for money. It kept escalating. It kept going up and up and up. And you start talking about more and more funds. I'm not going to say how much it got to, but my understanding is, you know, that there was an admission that it was, you know, something, just a money grab. And that's how they felt throughout that. But they didn't expect, obviously, for this to get to this point.
But isn't that extortion? Like, couldn't Deshaun Watson?
Yes.
So why wouldn't Deshaun Watson today say that it put out a claim that they're extorting it.
Like, well, now that he has this lawyer.
But, so why wouldn't he?
Well, now he's got the lawyer, right?
I'm asking. So if he doesn't do it today, you guys think that's weird, right?
No, he's saying Rusty Harden, I talked to him last night. Mm-hmm. He's taking his time. He's reviewing the case. Right. And then they're going to take action.
Yeah, because Rusty goes, I'm kind of screwed here.
Right.
Because if they are just upping the price and upping the ask, that's the definition of extortion.
Right. Yep. And if you listen to it, the Aaron Wilson, and I'm with Ken on this one, he's plugged into somebody because he almost sounds like he's...
Not into a coffee machine.
No, but he almost sounds like he stumbles a little bit. And right after he says admission, like it was almost... He started to say it sounded like consent, and then he pulled that off the table real quick. I don't know if you can... But right when he plays, when he talks about the admission part, listen to it where he's like, well, it seemed like there was, and then he pulls it off the table.
That there was consent. So what the Watson camp is allegedly telling him, I have to say allegedly before every word.
Right.
But allegedly telling him in your mind is that she consented to performing oral sex he didn't grab her by her
there's
hair.
There's something going on here. And I don't know, Ken, if you could just play that
the
little.
The same cut again?
Yeah, just that real quick.
People
are demanding money. They're asking for money. It kept escalating. It kept going up and up and up. And you start talking about more and more funds. I'm not going to say how much it got to, but my understanding is, you know, that there was an admission that it was,
Oh, you're right. No, he's right. He's right. You're right, Wiggy. Good ears.
That's why I'm a lawyer. Who knows? That's why I play a lawyer.
That's right. I'm telling you, Wiggy's big moment in the film is going to be a lawyer.
You didn't think that sounded like he was getting ready to say consent?
Maybe.
I thought it did. I thought it did.
Wiggy just said, if the sound doesn't fit, you must have quit.
There you go.
That's right.
Johnny Cochran.
But I mean, this guy was so one-sided. I was really surprised.
That was embarrassing. I mean,
he was so one-sided.
Well, fine,
I mean,
but what's wrong with that? First
of all, he's a beat guy, so he needs the information, right, from the players. I mean, this guy made Mike Reese look like Dan Shaughnessy.
But he's also tied into the ownership. He said that Kyle McNair thing is a bunch of hooey.
Yeah, but No. I don't think... Number one...
He did say that.
Right. But if it wasn't, do you think they would tell him?
No, but it's...
I mean, this guy sounded like Naive Nancy.
But on a lot of...
I mean, this guy was kind of a joke.
He's
definitely
a league mouthpiece, but he's got good intel.
Right. Because a lot of beat writers... I mean, you've never a beat writer, were you, Gary?
No, God, no.
Right.
Thank God.
So a lot of beat writers, Ben Volen, right? A lot of these guys...
Gotta work for a living.
Mike Reese, we talk about. They get information, and a lot of the information that they get is pretty good information from somebody.
That have an angle. I mean,
sure.
They get information that have an angle. This guy has nothing from the side of the accusers. Nothing. It's all pro team. This guy, I mean, is he the Stacey James of the Texans?
Right.
Who's the director of media relations for Patriots,
right,
by the way.
But
Right,
but we haven't heard anything from the Deshaun Watson side except for the fact that Deshaun Watson said these are all false. Now we get
one. You just heard it.
Right, but that's the point I'm making. Now we get one person who's kind of got a little intel into what's going on behind the scenes where they've been trying to get money out of him for, for a minute now. And they went and get more and more and more. And then there's that, like I said, this whole little, does he slip up and say maybe there was something that was consensual, right, and they're using this to get that bag?
I kind of fell asleep at the end. Did he say that he could be moved or not moved? Because I forgot. I kind of zoned out.
He said Deshaun Watson, from what he's hearing, that he will never play another down for the Texans.
Right, and then they're not going to trade him. Which is, I mean, what I got to be honest with you. I wish the guy was still on. We were tight on time. He sounded like a moron. And I wish he was on the phone so I could tell him that. But look, so they're going to let him sit and not play? Oh my God, this is such a Homer Harry. Jesus, Volen, you got to do better
happen,
than that.
That might happen. Casario's right. Odd. He might just approve a point for the culture.
And that other guy's let odd, too, Jack Easterby.
And he's a nut job. Forget
right, so,
him.
So,
right, so they're running the show. They can do nutty things like let Watson sit all year.
They let DeAndre Hopkins go. So you don't think they go? You know what? Why trade him? Why play him? We'll let him sit. He'll have to pay us money back.
Get Aaron Watson or Aaron Wilson a CPAP machine.
All right. Okay. Final hour here.
No
Greg
hopes.
Hill Show coming up. Gresh and Keefe coming up at 10 o'clock. I'm sure they'll be talking about the impact of the quarterback position like we are on this.
They got Field Yates 11:15.
That's a
they do? Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
You should be telling people what we just broke is a bombshell. All that right. there might have been some consensual, we don't know, allegedly, but this is what it's going at. This is a bombshell.
No, Gary was bored. He almost fell asleep.
Well, no, but Wiggy, I will give you credit for that. We will hammer that home. But generally, when somebody gets accused of sexual assault, then what do they say? Oh, it was consensual. It's the playbook. Come on. That makes me even more suspicious. If the guy now is saying it's consensual, throw the book at him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.